is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
And Gerald TR, you are 5x5, full quieting, Chad.
Hey, how's Miss Bernice?
I've got bad colds, but we're still ticking. We wish we could throw them in the ditch, but it don't work that way.
God, I'm sorry you're sick, but I want to, think you'd be up for a telephone call tomorrow?
Anytime.
I was going to call and harass you a little bit, but I'll wait till you get feeling better. But when you get feeling better, it's on now.
Don't turn your back, you know. Turnabout's fair play. I can take it because I can dish it out some.
Appreciate it. And just want to let you know, hey, I'm down 33. So just going to let you know. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello, and y'all be safe. I'll give you a holler, and I need to talk with you tomorrow.
Looking forward to it, Chad. 73s, have a good net. This is Enzer OTR. If you're going to call it, would you go ahead and check me in?
I got you in the log right now. KO4 NUE, standing by for the net. 73, Tom.
Enzer OTR, clear. Thanks, Chad.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. One announcement. I'd just like to notify all stations listening in tonight that I am operating on emergency power. If there is any unusual sounds or noise on my signal, please notify me so I can get that corrected. All right, with that, this is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. We'll begin with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred in Traverse Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla in Traverse Rest, W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville, and K4XMR, Male in Prosperity, KG4PFI, Mr. Don in Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, also in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville, KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer, K4OSH, Pat in Malden, K4OIM, Mr. Walt in Inman, and KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley, and KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. We'll go ahead and accept echo call for Echo Link Station and Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
And I've got you in the log. I got you down for comments as well. KN4RJN, Mr. John and Brown Summit. All right, with that, we'll move on. Also want to let everybody know I am having some major internet issues tonight. So Echo Link is pretty much not operational for me, but that's okay. I'm not going to let that slow me down one bit. So I'll change the script up just a little bit so I make sure I can get EchoLink stations via RF. But with that, we'll go ahead and accept RF station check-ins. But I'd also like to relay in via relay before I accept RF check-ins. N0TR, that's Mr. Tom N. Greer. And Tom, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, with that being Tuesday night, India through Lima, any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE,
please. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. We're all saying 73s for each one of you.
November 4, Juliet, Bravo, Mike, Jerry, and Campobello. I'll be negative and negative.
In this Anna or Whale, please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Chad, I hope you and Anna are well. Good evening to you and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
AUE. Ed, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville, and I'll stick around for a comment.
4NUE. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, and I'll be around for a comment. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
NUE. Good, and Anna, please check in and out. K3JOY, Joey. Also KI4DOS, Gary. We're at home in Easley. Good evening to you and all on the net.
I'd like to recognize November 4, Juliet Bravo Mike, N4JBM. That's Mr. Jerry and Campobello. And KK4JFO. That's Mr. James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Got out of sequence there. James, hope you are doing well, sir. Also, W4IOE. That's Mr. Sid in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you enjoy your FT8 tonight. Sounds real nice. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. Duncan, I have you down for some comments, sir. And also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That's Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, I have you down for some comments as well. Please tell Miss Donna we said hello. KC4MFK. Also, I'd like to welcome K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. Miss Joy, hope you are doing well tonight, ma'am, and hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow. She also brings along her husband, KI4DOS. That's Mr. Gary. All right, are there any additional India through Lima? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. I4LZI. Ange, Table Rock. No traffic, no round tape.
Got you in the log. KI4LZI up in Table Rock. Andy, hope you are doing well. Please tell your sister and mother we said hello. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Papa. X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Sensiville. I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, KO4PXV. That's Mr. Lloyd in Sensiville. Lloyd, please tell Miss Tracy we said hello and hope you are doing well. All right, with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Check in KO4
4, Kilo G, Chris, and let me negative and negative.
I would like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG in Liberty. Chris, hope you are doing well, sir. All right, with that, we'll move on down the log to Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
I'd like to welcome K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. All right, are there any additional stations, Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hey Chad, if you will check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen Greenwood. Good evening, Chad, to yourself on the net. And do be sure and tell me if I say hello.
Got you, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Stephen Hanna is at the Peace Center tonight at one of the Broadway shows, but as soon as she comes home, I will let her know you said hello. Hope you are doing well, and you be safe. All right, we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE.
K4AFT. That's Kilo 4, Alpha Foxtrot Tango. Michael in Central. Going to be negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet, Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4NUE. Ed, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
All right, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer. And Dave, hope you are doing well, sir. Also, K4AFT, that's Mr. Michael in Central. And also Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH in Greenville. Mr. Kurt, hope you are doing well, sir. All right, with that, we'll ask for any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. Move on to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please NUE.
For NUE. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
EZN, hope you are doing well, sir. All right, with that, we'll open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Chad. Thanks for calling the net.
RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Eddie Brevard, no comments, no traffic, I'm monitoring.
Welcome, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick up in Penrose. Patrick, hope you are doing well, sir. And also Mr. Ed, WD8RON, up in Brevard. Ed, hope you are doing well, too, sir. All right, any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. KG4JIE, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all on the net, 73.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mr. Dennis and Gaffney, KG4JIA. Dennis, hope you are doing well. And also, Mr. Fred, mobile tonight in Piedmont, KO4NNH. And Fred, just want to let you know, your audio is pretty light. A little bit of white noise, but, no offense. Just want to let you know it's there. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
For NUE, Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar Alpha, W4 TOA, Grant, Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Appreciate you calling the net tonight, Chad.
So 4 NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4 CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
I'd like to welcome W4TOA, that's Mr. Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Also, Mr. Keith in Seneca, KN4CHY. Hope you two gentlemen are doing just fine. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Again, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. This is Wendy in Simpsonville. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. We'll both be negative and negative tonight, but I think I'm going to stick around and listen to the rag too.
We'd like to welcome KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy in Simpsonville. And she brings along her husband, Mr. Mark, W2MJB. And Mark, if you can hear me, go over to the thermostat and turn it up to 82 degrees. I'm sure Miss Wendy would enjoy that. Wendy, I'm just picking at you. All right. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Terrible today, and I turned it up to 64. Don't encourage him to go to 84, please, please.
I'll get a response. I heard you last night talking about thermostat. We're the same way here. She likes it cold, 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 and she freezes me to death all the time. So I just figured I can't get back at her, so I figured I'd try to get you, I guess. With that, let me settle down here. All right, are there any additional stations? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Sure, so we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight. Just want to let every station know that appreciate you checking in with us tonight. And for those of you who are not going to hang around for the rag chew, it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller. 70-day tomorrow. All right, first on the stump is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. Go ahead, John.
This is KN4RJN. Well, I want to let everybody know about the meteor shower Thursday night, November 17th. It's the Leonid meteor shower all night long. Get a reclining blanket and your favorite warm beverage and go out and just look at the sky. You want to find the constellation Leo, which is where they appear to radiate from, but you can see them almost anywhere. Just look, if you go out just after dark, look towards the east. The moon will come up about 1 o'clock and kind of wash out the sky. Leo will be higher in the sky at that point in time, but still should be able to see, a few. They are estimating up to clear skies, and I do not. And you go out this evening, Saturn, Jupiter, and the moon will be up as far as any is. Not a whole lot. We've got about a, radio blackout, about a 35 for the next 3 days, 35% chance tomorrow for an R1 or an R2. Which is mild to moderate radio blackouts. That drops to 30% on the 17th and again drops down to 20% on the 18th. Anything stronger than that is only about a 10% chance, so shouldn't have any issues there with radio. And if you get a chance, go out and just, I'm socked in with rain and clouds and everything else up here, so I can't see squat this evening, but hopefully this stuff will clear out by Thursday and we'll be able to enjoy the meteor shower. Back to you, sir.
I'll let her know. She's at the Peace Center tonight with her sister, some kind of Broadway show, so I'll let her know when she comes in. But I hope you are doing well, and I hope you're enjoying all of this rain, as we are. So I'm about tired of it. It hadn't been here but about a day and a half, so I enjoy the sunshine a little bit. But anyway, John, 73's to you, sir, and I'll see you later on down the log. All right, with that, next on the list is KO4JKV. That's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville. Go ahead, Duncan.
KO4NUE, KO4JKV. Yeah, Chad, I've been, I made my first CW, Morse code contact, this past weekend. I've been studying Morse code for about 5 months, but just got the nerve up to actually try to make a contact. I made a contact on POTA, Parks on the Air, and also the SKCC event, the Sprintathon last weekend.
I'm tickled to death for you. I haven't done it one day, but I just kind of get sidetracked. But that's quite an accomplishment, and I'm tickled to death for you. So what station was activated?
I've made a contact in Texas, and then for some reason my antenna, my rig, I get more New Hampshire, Connecticut, New York people than anybody else, but I made a couple of them and a couple in Texas. It's a good time. I have a question for you about digital, if we have the time, over.
NUE with KO4JKV. Absolutely, Duncan. Go ahead.
I'm fumbling through CW, which I think is an absolute blast. I think it is pure radio. But I've I wanted to get into digital modes for emergency communications, so I got into WinLink. Let me let this drop. I got the WinLink software on my computer, and then I got this other software to do FT8, and I'm just trying to set up my rig to get out there and talk to somebody. But I know you got into it, and as I was looking into, local gateways, I saw that your station popped up as a Vera FM station down there, and I was just wanting to know, if I'm trying to get into digital radio, what is Vera FM, over?
Oh, you have two sound modems, Vera FM. Actually three. So you have Vara FM and then Vara HF, and then you have the UZ7HO sound modem, and basically that's pretty much a TNC or a sound modem that, you know, links the computer with the radio. So you basically type out a message or data, whatever, you know, you want to do on the computer, and when you open a session to, you know, send the data out, then it keys the radio and moves that data over to the radio, and it imprints that data information on the carrier, and off you go. So basically, sound modem, Vara is basically a sound modem that, allows you to interface or allows the computer to listen, because the antenna is doing the listening, but it moves it to the computer. So you get a little spectrum there, you get some dashboard gauges, so you can kind of see what's going on. But I'm just curious, what kind of radio do you have? I've probably got the configurations in the club library. I can send them to you. Make things a whole lot simpler.
QE, KO4JKB. Yeah, I have, right now, I have my Yaesu FT891 hooked up to my laptop, and I just have it going through a simple sound card. And, I didn't go with the signal link. I went with just a sound card with special cables from China, and a USB for cat control. And I've never made a successful connection. I've just tried it 3 days ago, but today was the first time I actually could hear signals. Over.
So best thing to do is let me give you a holler on the cell phone, because this can be a little bit tricky getting everything set up and understanding what you're seeing. But once you do, you know, it's pretty simple once you understand what's going on. But getting through that pain of, you know, trying to understand what you're seeing can be a little bit difficult. It was for me, but I'm a little slow anyway. But once I figured out what was happening, then things got pretty simple. But are you trying to do this on HF or 2 meter?
To do it on HF. My Christmas list is getting a Digi mobile rig or Digi rig. But I'm trying to do HF. I'd like to be able to send emails, you know, or text messages for if you know, in case internet's down on my end. Over.
Yeah. So I'm very familiar with WinLink. Let me get you on the phone so we can check some configurations and some settings. And, I'll break things down so you kind of know what's happening and kind of what to do. But you're exactly right. It's pretty nice knowing that, you know, you can do a peer-to-peer or radio-to-radio and send data from radio-to-radio without the internet, which is pretty neat. You can also interface with the radio. I mean, with the internet, send text messages. I've got all the cheat codes, so I can tell you, you know, show you how to send a text message and all of that. So, just give me a holler on the cell phone, and we'll get you straightened out.
KO4NUE, KO4JKB. Yeah, thanks for that, and I'll give you a call. If not tomorrow, I'll see you on the Zoom call tomorrow. But thanks for that info, and I just wanted to let you know that I just got into CW, and it's thrilling, very exciting, and that digital is as well. So thanks for that information, and I'm going to send it back to Net, KO4NUE, KO4JKB.
I'm excited for you. I really am. I know that is quite an accomplishment. Because it's, in my mind, for some reason, I see CW as two languages, you know. You have to hit copy and then spit it back out. And spitting things out is, I can do that pretty quick. But copying things is, that's my downfall. But maybe one day I'll give it a shot. But congratulations to you. I know that's very exciting, and sounds like you're coming right along. But anyway, Duncan, I'll give me a holler. We'll get you straight. And 73, but it's nice talking with you. Always nice to hear you on the radio. You be safe and try to have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check your net? Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. I hear you tonight. I'm mobile tonight. This is KI4DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee. This is Daniel, and I'm mobile.
UE. The net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4 Zulu, Lima Kilo.
I'm Shane. I just got mobile. I'm about to get on 85 South. No traffic, no table tonight, but I'll probably be around later. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Would like to welcome KI4DTY. That's Mr. Daniel. Mobile tonight, Daniel. Hope you are doing well, and hope you had a great day and a good day tomorrow, sir. And we'd like to welcome N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. Mobile tonight. Shane, you be careful out there. Both of you be careful out there, mobile. It's pretty wet out there. But, Shane, I'll hang around for a few minutes after the net and see how far we can get before I lose you. But I will hang around with you just for a little bit. All right, with that, next on the list is KK4JBQ. Mr. Larry, go ahead, Larry.
For NUE, KK4JBQ. My goodness. I must say, it's always good to hear John and what he has to say about the sky and other things. I enjoy that a lot. But then Wendy comes along, bless her heart, and reminds me of some truism I think I've figured out. Human beings are easy to spoil, and I am among you. I can tell the difference in 1 degree. I have, because our thermostat is one of those smart things, and I think I have it figured out. But it's taught me that I can tell the difference. Well, so everybody is conserving, I hope. And so we've turned down the thermostat another 2 degrees. We haven't reached Wendy's level, but we're at 70. And I'm sitting here in a chair. Anytime I sit down, I have to cover up with something to contain my body heat. Otherwise, just the natural air currents in the house will chill me to the bone. And maybe it's just that I'm getting older, and I've always heard that older people have a problem with the cold. I'll try to resist that thought. But then Duncan comes on the air. And I got to say, Duncan, I am so proud, so very proud of you. 5 months you've been working on this, and the rest of us have been working years. I am tickled for you. I really am. That ran a chill through me, and it wasn't just the cold. Oh, well, anyhow. It's been a good day here on, as Gary says, the plantation. But I do occasionally look at the weather forecast. And from this coming Thursday to next Tuesday, the following Tuesday, the temperatures will be in the 20s. So caution everybody. If you've got hose beds that might freeze, cover them up. If you've got plants that might be damaged, cover them up. If you have pets outside, show them a little kindness and bring them in from time to time. I don't know. But that's what it is here. How about you, Chad?
I went pretty good. I spent the day down in the shop and, sorting and organizing and trying to get things arranged to where I can find them. I'm tired of kind of thinking in my mind, well, I've got 2 or 3 of those. Where are they? And then, I go down there and spend 2 hours trying to find them. Never find them. Order one, and then as soon as I order it, I find both of them. So, you know how that is. Me and Anna call that somewhere where we can't find something. We look for it for about an hour or two, and then we just give up and say, oh, well, it's somewhere. So every now and then you'll hear one of us holler. she's doing it all the time. But I pretty much got everything organized in one room. I've got 4 more to go. So, and the last one is, it's just all... It's going to take me 2 weeks to get through it. So, I get it. I understand.
KK4JBQ with KO4NUE. Well, I certainly understand that. I do. the longer you are in a place, the more confusion mounts up. I'm certain of it. We have lived here now 22 years, and that's long enough to have disarray. And I used to, because there's not a lot of room here, I used to do some of my work on the kitchen table. And Donna never said anything. She's, you know, she's a good organizer, and she likes a tidy place. And I'd spoil it for her, I'm sure. But when she gets to this point where she can't resist telling me, you know, do something about that stuff. Do something about that, will you, please? I just rake it off into a box, see? And then I have stacks of boxes. And I don't take the time, of course, to inventory the box and put a little sheet on the outside saying that if you want to look in here for that, here it is, like on a list. I am not that organized. So whenever I go looking for something, and I lose things frequently, I'm sifting through bunches of boxes. Lordy, I don't know quite what to do about that. KK4JPQ.
See exactly what to do. Go get a bigger box and put all of the little boxes in the big box. See, in my mind, that's organization.
Well, your mind and my mind run in the same neighborhood. Just put the little boxes in a big box. Oh, my. I do think I have some of that done already. Well, what I've tried to do is get things that are all amateur radio related into a certain area of boxes, and all things that are of some other genre, well, that's in another pile of boxes. And just to tell you the truth, just to be real truthful, I know everybody can hear this, but still, sometimes I wonder about all of the clutter, you know. It looks like I'm a hoarder, but I'm not. I don't hoard things. I just know that if I let it get away from me, I'll just have to buy it again, you know. And then I'll be thinking like my brother thinks, bless his heart. He thinks that, how does it go? Two is one, and one is none. So he has said to me many times, I have two of everything. And I often wondered years ago why he would do that. And now I understand. KK4JBQ.
Just do the best you can with it. And I'm the same way. I put stuff on the kitchen table and the island. We got a pretty big island. And, you know, I'll go get something in the truck for the shop. It's got to come in the house. And then I got to, you know, look at it, mess with it for, you know, I don't know, it might take me a month or so, but to get it down to the shop. But, you know, before you know it, there's, you know, boxes everywhere. And we had dinner last night. I fixed salmon and something last night for dinner. And we had to stand at the island to eat because the table's got all of the big boxes that are full of the little boxes with all of the stuff that I've raked off of the table 2 months previous to that. So she said, this salmon sure is good. Boy, I sure would like to sit down and eat it. And I told her, I said, well, you're not supposed to eat salmon sitting down. But she just laughed. She said, you're gonna have to get some of this out of here. Thanksgiving's coming up, so that's why I went down to the shop today, trying to get it all out of the way.
Okay, now it all comes out. Well, yeah, I think we're cut out of the same piece of cloth. But I also think that you and I have found two of the most patient people women in the world. And, yeah, if anybody's ever called and gotten a message on Chad's phone, he claims that he's married to the most wonderful woman in the world. Well, that may be, but I've got one too. And with that, I'm going to step aside and let somebody else entertain me. Thank you all. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Thank you for being our net control tonight, Chad. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Donna, we've said hello, and you are right. We are married to two amazing women. So is Gary. So with that, 73, and you you have a wonderful day tomorrow, sir. All right. Are there any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE. Additional stations that would like to make comments, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, KC4EZN.
How are you tonight, sir?
I'm pretty good. You and Larry are scaring me. I thought I was the only one that had a filing system like that.
You are not. You are not. I just wonder how many... you know, old truck bodies that you've got, that you, like I do, that you put all of these big boxes full of all of these little boxes. And, you know, that's when things start to get out of hand. And you just can't remember. You know, I didn't have too much problem a couple years ago. Oh, I know exactly where that is. I'll go get it. But, I don't know. Something's happened in the last year or two, and I just can't remember things. And I discovered one of those boxes today, a big old box full of a whole bunch of little boxes. And the thing about that, Harry, is it's like Christmas. You open up this big box, and you've got all of these little boxes, and you get to open every one of them and see, hey, that's not, hey, I didn't know, I forgot I had that. So there's some pluses to that, you know, the big boxes and little boxes. It's Christmas every day.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. My wife likes to put things in a file folder. And she says, well, if you'd have just put that in a file folder and labeled it, and put it in the file drawer, you'd know where it was. And I won't tell you, you know that expression, don't ask me how I know. I know now not to say, well, now, where did you put that file folder? I learned that lesson, too, a long time ago. My filing system, I'm a little less organized than you and Larry. This little box and big box stuff, I didn't get into. I have my corner of the basement, and then I have 98% of the garage, and then I have a storage building out in the backyard where the lawnmower and some of those things live. It's pretty organized because I only go into it once a week. In the summer, and the rest of it is all within arm's reach. I got tickled one time. My daughter was wandering around the house and looking at my different radios and stuff, and she said, "Dad says, what am I going to do with all this stuff when you're not here?" I said, "Well, I says if I'm not here, I don't need it anymore. You just call 777 junk." But I said, right now, keep your hands off of it. She just looked at me and grinned, and I think she kind of understood that I was giving her permission, that when I'm not here, it doesn't matter. But while I am here, it matters a lot. But anyway, that's all right. There is comfort in the crowd. I'm glad I'm not by myself, I'm going to keep that a secret from some other people, so... Anyway, enjoy listening to the comments, and I know Duncan's probably gone, but He has climbed a hill that I tried to climb and gave up on. I spent a year listening to tapes, computer programs, and basically when I took my general test, I got 7 out of the 10 questions correct, and that's passing. And the thing that really boggled my mind is there's one piece of information that you hear twice when you take that general test, and that's the call sign of the sending station. I did not copy it either time. I can tell you how tall the antenna is. I can tell you how many inches of rain they had, or, you know, all those details and stuff like that, but I can't tell you who it was doing the talking. After a year, I decided that just wasn't my thing, and gave up on it, and haven't looked back. But those people that can do it, I have a very strong admiration for them, and Duncan's hanging in there. So anyway, enjoy the chat. Just wanted to put my in today's inflation, I think 2 cents is probably tonight. So appreciate the conversation. Have fun. I think it's going to dry out maybe later tonight, and it's going to get cold for the rest. Like Larry said, days are going to be tolerable, and the night times are going to be curled up next to the stove. KN4EUE, KC4EZN, 73.
Well, before I let you go, I'm just going to let you know I've got a machine shop here on the farm. And, of course, it's full of equipment and, you know, all of the little bitty doodads that come with, you know, I mean, just look at a milling machine. I mean, it's, you know, taps and drills and center drills and cutters and attachments. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, just imagine all of that. At some point, you have to organize things, because you're in the middle of a job, you can't find anything, and you spend more time looking for it than the whole job takes. So, you know, Anna says every time she comes down, I wish why can't you, keep the house like this? Help keep the house like this. Because the shop's pretty clean. And I just tell her I'm spending all my energy trying to keep this thing down here clean. I can't do two buildings at once. she gives me the poochie lip, you know. So I get it. And as far as Duncan goes, you're exactly right. That is quite an accomplishment. I'm tickled to death for him. I wish I could stay focused on it long enough, but it's difficult to do. But Harry, you be safe. It's nice talking to you, and you have a wonderful day tomorrow and the rest of the week too. 73s, and we'll talk at you later. All right, are there any additional stations that would like to make a comment? Please call KO4NUE. I heard. So with that, please stand by, and I'm going to try to submit my net report.
KA3JCA. I just checked it on the pre-net check-in. I was late today. For some reason, I thought I had done it. I just checked it. Myself, Sally, and Ashley.
I'll get them in the log, and let me go ahead and recognize. You want to check in? You want to check in the club call too?
Yeah, I listed all 5 of them in the thing. But yes, KA3JCA, KA4JCA, KA4ACL, K3DOV, and I'm checking in my friend Brian from Rutherford via phone relay, KM4JWP, Brian.
What was his location, Richard? Let's go ahead. We'd like to recognize KA3JCA, Mr. Richard from Simpsonville, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally in Simpsonville. And Sally, if you're listening tonight, I hope you are doing well, ma'am. And their daughter, Miss Ashley, KA4ACL.
Ashley, hope you're doing well tonight too, ma'am. Also, we'd like to welcome KM4JWP, Mr. Brian, in Rutherfordton, North Carolina, and K3DOV, Upstate Anderson Radio Club in Simpsonville. All right. With that, are there any additional stations that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Chad, please check in K4ROW, Richard and Greenville. No traffic, no roundtable.
Welcome, K4ROW. That's Mr. Richard in Greenville. Richard, hope you are doing well tonight, sir. And did you have any comments tonight?
Nothing tonight, Chad.
Appreciate it. Appreciate you giving me a check-in. That got me one more in the log, so I appreciate that. Always like to treat the best I can do. Me and Anna used to have a competition a couple months ago, about whoever gets the most log, gets the most in their log, but whoever loses has to do the dishes. But we stopped that because I just can't compete, you know. The female voice is always just gets a little more than I do, so I quit trying because I just got tired of washing dishes. So you understand that, right?
Do that machine is work when you got those dishpan hands.
Exactly. All right, Richard. You be safe. Appreciate you checking in with me. 73s, you have a wonderful day tomorrow, sir. All right, are there any additional stations that would like to check in? Please call KO4NUE.
Okay.
Shane.
I missed most of the net because I was sitting on the wall and doing stuff, and then I was listening to the roundtable and got a phone call, so I missed most of that. But I will comment, you know, you can train a monkey to do dishes.
Exactly right. You're exactly right. I was, you know, it's getting close to Thanksgiving time, so I always, you know, ramp up my, you know, she starts asking, what do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? So every year about this time, I start up on the monkey. So I know this is going to sound a little strange, but I have never been able to figure out how to send a gift file on the phone. You know, these little video clips that, you know, you respond to a text with. It's not an emoji. It's just a short little funny video or whatever. Well, I asked her the other day, how do you do that? So she showed me how to send it. You just type in, you know, what you're looking for, and they'll give you a whole selection of videos to choose from. And you just attach it to the text message. Well, I got on the monkeys. And I found three videos of monkeys. So I start, you know, selecting them. And somehow or another, I had Gary's call sign. I had Gary's name on the text message. So I just blasted him with monkey videos, thinking I was sending them to Anna. So he called me and won't know what's going on with these monkey videos, man. I just told him, I said, well, I'm sorry. I meant to send them to Anna, but I, you know, was so excited I finally figured out how to send one. I dug up and sent them to the wrong person.
Anna was sorry she taught you how to do that, but it sounds like Gary was sorry. And that's why you got to teach people one thing at a time. You let them go too early, they're going to mess everything up.
Right. So what I have to do is learn something and just stay away from people until I get it learned. Once I learn it, then, you know, things go a little smoother. But if I'm trying to learn something and, I end up, you know, sending, you know, three monkey videos to the wrong person. But, you know, it's just kind of funny. But she's just not having the monkey. I tried to, you know, we got into ham radio this
it's pretty heavy this year. And, you know, she expressed her, a couple weeks ago, she expressed her concern about me climbing on a tower or getting on the roof, you know. And that's been my angle for the past week or so is, you know, hey, if I had a monkey, I could train him to go to the top of the tower with an antenna. And I wouldn't have to do it. But she ain't having it. She just says put the antenna lower. So, you know how that goes.